"That's right," said Megan. "And if you agree to give them normal parts from now on, they will stop their plan to go out on their own." "Well, I'm afraid it will hurt sales, but I have no choice," said the toy maker. "Things can't continue the way they are. Tell them it's a deal." Megan raced back to Mrs. Peppertoes and told her the good news. The Peppertoes seemed happy at first, and everything in town was peaceful for a while, but soon Mrs. Peppertoes wanted to speak with Megan again. "It's not working, Megan. The children are bored," said Mrs. Peppertoes. "But you got what you wanted. Now you all look like normal, respectable Peppers," said Megan. "We have had time to reflect, and we now realize we are nothing if we are not bringing joy to the children," said Mrs. Peppertoes proudly. "Go back to the toy maker. Tell him to put things back the way they were. We will sacrifice our beauty for the sake of the children." "Well, if you're sure this time," said Megan. "I am as sure can be," said Mrs. Peppertoes. "I am a Peppertoes. Now give me my hat and be on your way." Megan did as Mrs. Peppertoes requested once again, and soon children were happily making Mrs. Peppertoes dolls look as silly as ever. But rather than looking sad, the dolls seemed very happy. As for Megan, she decided to look into growing carrots and tomatoes.